This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after releasing his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president is set to hold his first cabinet meeting at 1:15 Eastern Time in the East Room. Regarding that infrastructure plan, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says there's a lot of stuff in there that's not related to infrastructure.
This is not going to be apparently an infrastructure package. It's like a Trojan horse. It's called infrastructure. But inside the Trojan horse is going to be more borrowed money and massive tax increases.
Johnson & Johnson reporting that one of their factories, which was not yet fully authorized to produce their one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, had a batch that did not meet quality standards and was thrown out. The Biden administration knew about this 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Biden administration is moving another 500 unaccompanied children from border facilities under U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody to an emergency holding facility as part of efforts to reduce overcrowding. The children, scheduled to arrive in Houston, Texas on Thursday. Luis Fuentes is the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas. He tells Fox News the foot traffic of illegal immigrants is continuing to increase in his area.
They're getting people going through their backyards, jumping into their fences, hiding in their patios, trying to keep away from Border Patrol. So that's a big, scary situation that we're seeing, our residents are seeing.
Investigators are tight-lipped about the cause of the crash that left golfer Tiger Woods seriously injured. The investigation into the February 22nd crash outside of Los Angeles has wrapped up. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva saying if they get permission from Woods to release the cause of the crash, they will. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fans will be back in the stands on this opening day of Major League Baseball, all 30 teams scheduled to be in action. The New York Yankees throw out the first pitch of the season against the Blue Jays. The defending champion Dodgers open up against the Rockies in Colorado. These small business owners in Colorado tell Fox News they're excited to see the season begin.
This is our busiest day of the year would be opening day. Basically, we were at zero capacity last year at the same time, and now going to, we can fit, 200 people in our bar. It just makes the world a difference for our staff and for us as well.
Being next to the Rocky Stadium and just this location, it's golden, it's prime, so we're really excited.
Any hesitations because COVID is still a risk?
No, go Rockies, we're just excited.
I'm very excited. I'm also a little hesitant about it. I mean, it's we're not done with this thing. Not everybody's vaccinated.
But you are excited.
Oh, absolutely excited. Business-wise, I'm very excited for it.
First pitch of that Rockies game set for 4:10 Eastern Time. And finally, it was on this day back in 1700 when English pranksters began popularizing the annual tradition of April Fool's Day by playing practical jokes on each other. Also, the day called All Fools' Day has been celebrated for several centuries by different cultures. Its exact origins remain a mystery. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, I was a little bit hesitant to share with you, some of the things that were going on with me personally. All about COVID. I may have mentioned to you that I did come in contact with it, and it wasn't anything that was terrible. You know, thank God it didn't progress to anything that went into my lungs or deep in my chest. It was kind of a slight cold, and as some have described, varying differences. Like we were talking with Dr. Paul Kengor earlier, he had similar symptoms as well. Very, very, very slight for him. He lost taste and smell. I did not. But anyway, it came and went. I sat through my period of time, to quarantine here in California. My daughter-in-law, she's so precious and it means so much to me. I was still, I kind of teased her. I said, "You're such a giver," And so she kind of shared COVID with me. For her, she did lose taste and lose smell. But, we've gone through this a bit of an ordeal. And I was supposed to already be in Hawaii, but cannot go because my body will not give a negative reading on the PCR test. PCR test a little bit deeper. Just to kind of give you some education in case you run into this, you understand what's going on. And being the kind of guy that I am and having support of a good family doctor that's been with me, we grew up together. He ran another test, which was the rapid test. And the rapid test did, in fact, come out negative. But the PCR test is still showing positive. And my understanding is that what happens is the PCR test is still reading the residual of the COVID. So for those of you who have not experienced this, just kind of a heads up not to freak out that this can be around. I've talked to another friend who's associated with the show, and she told me that it took her 2 months in order to get it out of her system. I want to bring Megan Barth on right now. She's the co-chair. Actually, she's the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And Megan, it's been a little bit of an experience, and I only share this with you in the audience because it's not... yes, it's a serious disease and not quite that bad, but I did some things preventatively. I was building up my immunity and and doing the things, washing and hands and social distancing and all that good stuff. But it can still have its impact on you, but it's not a death sentence, so to speak. And I guess Megan is just coming on right now, so I'm not sure if you heard all the preamble, but I was talking about my own personal experiences with COVID, Megan.
Yes, and probably one of the reasons why you survived COVID, Bill, is that you're not obese. And that's a fact. When we look at the data, the true data, not the misconstrued data or the opinions of someone like Dr. Fauci, who claims that you need to wear two masks or you need to wear a mask after you're vaccinated, which actually the CDC came out yesterday and said, no, you don't need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated, countering Dr. Fauci. When we look at the actual data, 90% of COVID cases that resulted in death had obesity as comorbidity. 90%. So it looks to me as though if we were social distancing from obese people, perhaps we would have less of a death rate. We also have to look at social distancing. Why is it 6 feet? I've never met a virus or heard of a virus that has been so damn smart. The virus can only travel 6 feet, not 7 feet. The virus picks certain races. The virus won't pick those that are illegal aliens, because illegal aliens, according to our government, don't need to have the vaccine, although they're forcing the vaccine on many of us, specifically in New York. They're talking about vaccine passports, but illegal aliens don't have to have vaccine passports. So if this were really a pandemic and as dangerous as the Democrats keep telling us it is, so dangerous that they locked down the economy and state economies across the nation, why then, in the next breath, are the Democrats opening the border, shoving migrants into detention centers to the capacity of 1,700% over capacity.
Amazing.
With no social distancing whatsoever, and not demanding that illegal aliens be tested and have passports? And I'm not talking about passports to enter the country, which would be actually nice, but vaccine passports, because they aren't going to have a vaccine passport because they haven't been vaccinated. So I think with what we're seeing at the border kind of proves to us that this whole entire lockdown that the Democrats put various states under was nothing but a scam. It was a political operation and not based in biological science. It was based in political science.
And the unfortunate thing, though, Megan, the damage has been done, and you've got people who are psychologically damaged over this deal, and they're already developing an attitude. I mean, it's bad enough that you know, people look at you, if you're not wearing a mask, they're wearing a mask. I'm wearing a mask, you're not wearing a mask, this is a problem. I think I mentioned to you when I came out from Florida to California, there was a gal sitting next to me on the aisle, and then her aisle mate was at the window, and she was very agitated, the gal at the window, because the gal, her seatmate or her aisle mate, was putting her mask down so that she could eat. And she was freaking out. I mean, it was like, you know, thank God she finally just got up and found another seat, because it was just so agitating, you know, because she just, this is what this has done. It has us at each other's throat. And like this vaccine thing, the idea is people are, you know, have you been vaccinated? I mean, that's what they want. Have you been vaccinated? Well, no, I haven't. I'm not going to be, especially when I'm hearing more and more empirical evidence from scientists, by the way, that are very concerned about the efficacy of these vaccines. And we're starting to find out. I mean, you know, the media is not reporting on the people who are dying from the vaccines. They're not reporting on some of the problems that they're having with the, you know, with the veracity and the vaccine doing what it had intended to do, you know. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, these pharmaceutical companies, they can do this because they're immune from any kind of legal action, right? They're protected. So, you know.
Right. So if you do have a side effect, you know, my passport has stamps, not side effects.
Yes.
If you do have a side effect, whether it's lethal or non-lethal side effect, you can't turn around and sue the pharmaceutical company. Like you said, they're immune. And so I'm not taking an experimental vaccine. There are plenty of people who aren't going to take a vaccine, this experimental vaccine. And if that means I'm banished from society for a time being, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, I'm of the age where I've traveled most of the world. I've gone to where I need to go. If airlines and the corporate wokists are going to demand that I have some sort of vaccine passport, well, I'm going to just not stay at those corporate hotels or fly in those airlines. And
exactly.
That's just how it's going to be, because I'm not going to subject my body like a lab rat to some sort of experimental vaccine whereby I have a 99.9% chance of survival.
Mm.
I'm without it.
Right.
I am not obese. I keep myself in shape. I take my daily vitamins. I wash my hands. I do everything that I have done my entire life in order to build my immunity.
Right.
If you look at the latest article, which will be posted on my website this weekend, and I encourage everyone to read it, it's an article about the Amish. There was an article published where the Amish community was ravaged with COVID. But guess what? They have 90% herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They aren't obese, and they don't have television.
Right.
They didn't live in fear, and they lived a healthy lifestyle, and they survived by herd immunity.
90%. You see, and this is the thing. This is my point. Okay, I've got the virus. I had the virus. Now I'm immune. And so, but it's interesting, you know, that even the doctors and some of the scientists are saying, well, we're just not sure how long that immunity is going to last. Like you think you get vaccinated and that's going to be a forever thing? I don't think so. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of BreakingTheBabe.com. More from her after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world. He has risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia. He's risen. Alleluia.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Oh, I love this holiday. You know, happy Easter to you. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. You know, suspicions should be increased whenever common sense is ushered to the exit door and people are compelled to do things they wouldn't normally do that are just outside of the realm of reason. And this is what has been thrust upon us. So we've had to check in our brains and common sense and discernment and just basic, you know, caring. You know, it's kind of like Megan was talking about earlier, is that, look, you know that we're, you know, whether it's the flu season or other things that are coming into play here. And, of course, it's interesting, by the way, you know, have you noticed, Megan, the flu numbers? What happened to the flu numbers? I mean, did COVID cure the flu? Is that what we're seeing?
Yeah, that's what it seems like, because the flu is basically non-existent and everything is COVID. And that's why I've always questioned the tests. Where are the tests manufactured? China. Where are the masks manufactured? China. The list goes on and on. China is the one that gave us this virus, whether it was a biological weapon. We won't find out under this administration because they're in bed with the communist Chinese. They kowtow to the communist Chinese, as indicated by their meeting last week in Alaska, where the Chinese basically embarrassed our entire State Department. Like they didn't have a good they did a good job of that themselves.
Right.
But the Chinese diplomat that was speaking to our Secretary of State basically said he said you have absolutely no business negotiating from a position of power. Oh, okay. And then 24 hours later, Joe Biden falls up the stairs three times, which shows you exactly how weak we are and how we are viewed by the world is how weak we are. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's a biological weapon, China's making the masks. China's making the tests. They still have control over our country. And who did this virus really benefit? It benefited China.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because it ushered in Joe Biden, implemented as president, along with Kamala Harris, his cackling sidekick. And they have absolutely no plan for this virus except to demand that we continue wearing masks, which leads me to my next point. I'm called an anti-mask. Masker now, mm-hmm. but never in the history, never in the history of our country have we masked healthy people, have we masked children, have we isolated healthy people during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like I said, this virus is so unique and unusual and smart that it basically has been more than a deadly virus. It's been a psychological operation.
Oh, without a doubt, sure.
By you mention where people are acting incredibly ignorant and they're living in fear, which is exactly what the Democrats want us to do, is live in fear, because fear is a very powerful political weapon. It's a very powerful emotion. Fear creates dependency. And what we know best about the Democrat Party is that they love dependency, because they continue to expand social programs, open the border in order to create more dependency. And with Joe Biden's new infrastructure plan, I mean, Bill, you and I have been around quite a long time. How many times have you heard a politician talk about infrastructure? Seems like every election season, they talk about infrastructure and they never do anything about it. But their solution, the Democrats' solution, is to raise taxes, not just on the rich. That those taxes that they raise will be passed on to every single American.
Mm-hmm.
They'll come through increased prices, inflation. I went to the grocery store yesterday without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't asked to put one on, and that's what I'm going to keep doing, is just not wearing a mask until someone asks me to put one on. But I couldn't believe the cost of goods. I spoke to my father, who is on a limited income, along with his wife, and they go to the grocery store every week, and they buy basically the same groceries since January. Since Joe Biden was implemented, their groceries have gone up 30%.
Wow.
30%.
That's huge.
And this is inflation.
Right. Well, this is, it's not even the real inflation that's coming yet, Megan. I mean, right now, yes, this is inflationary, but, you know, all the trillions of dollars that have been poured into the system, and not to mention the $6 trillion, you remember, oh, yes, Obama, because we had to quantitative ease his economic policies. It's just on and on. And what the Democrats do is they're not going to let any good crisis go to waste, in the words of Rahm Emanuel. And so whenever the Treasury is opened up, they bring the carpetbags in and they fleece the people and they talk about, we're going to make sure the wealthy people. I mean, that's how the income tax got started. It started attacking. They went after the wealthy, the top 1%, and then by the following year, it was the 99% that was carrying the water, because the top 1%, they've got all the attorneys, they've got all the firepower in which to fight off our government and, you know, and be able to defer taxes.
Well, and let me just say something about taxes. They keep raising taxes. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem, and that was indicated directly by Ken Paxton, the AG of Texas, yesterday in a tweet and in a note that he had written on his letterhead, basically saying that Texas taxpayers pay $855 million on illegal immigration. Now, that's just in Texas. That doesn't account for other border states like Arizona, New Mexico, California. I'd even throw Nevada in there as well. Florida has a high density. But imagine if that $855 million were spent on Texas.
Yes.
Were spent on education. Were spent on infrastructure. Were spent on a whole homeless veteran. Instead, Texas is spending nearly $1 billion on people who have absolutely no right to be here or remain here. But see, this is the thing. This is the Cloward-Piven strategy that you and I have talked about. In order to overthrow capitalism, you must create a series of crises that will break the system. Illegal immigration will break our system, and especially this illegal immigration under the Biden administration, where we have a 1,700% capacity at
one of the holding areas, yes.
We have tens of thousands of migrants being held. Some of them were shipped to San Diego Convention Center. And then catch this. I'm sure that a lot of people listening, their kids or their grandkids aren't in school right now, or they're hybrid learning.
Right.
Well, teachers are going to the San Diego Convention Center to offer these illegal aliens in-person learning.
Is that incredible? This is, it never ends. The hypocrisy of...
That's how you know this is a scam.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, speaking of Texas, one of the columns that you have at ReaganBabe.com is, and I thought this was quite revealing, again, to all the points that you're making here, is 2 weeks after reopening and dropping the mask mandate, guess what? Texas COVID cases decrease. What is that telling you?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And a mask is just allowing you to breathe in your own, you know, CO2. It creates a variety of health problems by continually wearing a mask.
Exactly.
Imagine what two masks would do. And I was speaking to my personal trainer yesterday, first day back in the gym in a year. I was speaking to him yesterday, and he knows that masks are unhealthy. But there is no sound scientific reason to mask healthy people. Absolutely none. What I told him yesterday were that the Democrats actually want people to be unhealthy. They want people to be unhealthy because why? It creates more dependency. It creates more need for free health care for all. Right.
Right. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
So they basically create a whole subset of unhealthy people, then they normalize obesity, which they've been doing for years now, saying that having a BMI over 30, if you mention anything about it, it's fat shaming. No, actually, maybe we should start taxing obese people because of their weight on the healthcare system, instead of taxing people like some Democrat yesterday announced that we should tax people that don't get the vaccine.
Oh, yeah, of course. Along with, vaccine passports is what New York is rolling out, too. So it's endless, ladies and gentlemen. This is what progressives do. They just keep on progressing. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. Hey, Megan, happy Easter, and thank you for being with us. Appreciate
it. Happy Easter. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One day after releasing his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president is set to hold his first cabinet meeting at 1:15 Eastern Time in the East Room. Regarding that infrastructure plan, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says there's a lot of stuff in there that's not related to infrastructure.
This is not going to be apparently an infrastructure package. It's like a Trojan horse. It's called infrastructure. But inside the Trojan horse is going to be more borrowed money and massive tax increases.
Johnson & Johnson reporting that one of their factories, which was not yet fully authorized to produce their one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, had a batch that did not meet quality standards and was thrown out. The Biden administration knew about this 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. This is a just a really holy and special season that we're in the middle of. Today is Monday, Thursday of the Holy Week, and all that it represents, the institution of the Holy Eucharist, Jesus washing the disciples' feet, you know, the Last Supper taking place, and, you know, and the disciples having to deal on Thursday at that dinner when Jesus said, somebody's going to betray me. Is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, they didn't even know who, and they wondered somehow were they going to betray Jesus Christ himself, who they'd been following so faithfully. Well, here to talk about programming with Trinity Broadcast Network, TBN's Easter weekend programming, is Nate Daniels. Nate is head of the you're head of the marketing department, right? Did I have that right?
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Nate, thank you for coming on the show to tell us about you know, the Easter weekend programming, which is actually underway already, right?
Yes, thanks, Bill. Yeah. We have a ton of Easter weekend programming, although our Easter weekend programming, there's so much that we've kind of been doing it all week long.
Right.
There's no harm in celebrating. You know, this for us is kind of our Super Bowl, right? This is,
oh, of course.
You know, for us in the Christian faith, this is the penultimate, you know, weekend of, you know, where we celebrate death, burial, resurrection of Christ.
And to your point on this, I didn't mean to interrupt you, forgive me, but to your point on this, John Fuller, with Focus on the Family, his wife asked a rather pointed question the other day and said, why is it that, you know, Resurrection Sunday, Easter, is the event of events, but yet we spend so much time about Christmas? I mean, you know, you can't get 5-6 weeks out of, you know, hyping up Christmas, and here we are, we're lucky to get a week. I mean, of course, it's more than that because a lot of it is more meditative because it's the Lenten season where we have 40 days of fasting. So that was, I think, misunderstood a bit for those. But we probably have more people, you know, participating in the Christmas season because everywhere you go, there's reminders that we're in the Christmas season and 'tis the season to spend your money. Whereas with Easter, it's a little bit different. I mean, yeah, we see some Easter eggs out there and that, but the significance to your point, Nate, and all this is the fact that Jesus came and he died for our sins and as promised and as prophesied, they would go and check the tomb and it would be empty.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, like, Christmas means nothing without Easter. You know, the only significance Christmas has is that there's a promise that will be fulfilled. And we kind of see that in this Easter season. Now, I will admit I'm one of those people. I'm cranking up the Christmas music probably by end of September, so perhaps I'm not, you know.
Well, I play it year-round. I'm guilty. I play it year-round. The kids make fun. Dad, it's March. What are you doing, Melikilikimaka? You know, I go, hey, look at it. You know, it's just, you know, it's the season. You know, you always know.
Because
you can't help but listen to Christmas music and smile and get a little bit of a relief here, you know. But go ahead.
I completely agree with that. But to your point, you know, it's Hallmark Channel kind of has a lock on Christmas. You know, I think we want to do that for Easter. Maybe we'll get Christmas back eventually. But I think for us, you know, like you said, you know, there's not really a whole lot of people in the space. And for us, of Christian faith, it is the most important thing. So this week we have tons of shows that we're celebrating. Tonight, on Thursday, we have two programs back-to-back, which are really special. First, we have The History of Easter with Matthew West. Are narrated by Matthew West, and that's done in partnership with Museum of the Bible. Wow. So what's great about having a partnership with them is they're able to bring tons of resources, specialists, people who have a lot of history and in-depth knowledge, and, you know, can produce a show that is just full of true kind of history of Easter, how we got to where we are, why, you know, what Easter looks like in different cultures. And then that's following.
It's
going to
be so
really
cool. I love that you're doing this. This is great. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Then at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
So that's back to back with the Gospel Music Association. We put a program together with them called Because He Lives, an Easter celebration, and that's hosted by Danny Gokey and Blanca, and had great performances by Amy Grant, Nicole C. Mullen, Cece Winans, Zach Williams, and just a really special music event that you're definitely going to want to tune in for.
Wow, excellent. And then on Good Friday.
Yeah, well, Good Friday, this was really a special event for us. We did this last year, actually. As you recall, about a year ago, there was just like this impending doom that, you know, this dark cloud that was kind of covering the nation. And Chris Tomlin is, you know, a worship artist, and he would always do these events in Nashville called Good Friday Nashville. And they would sell out the Bridgestone Arena, and everybody would celebrate together. Well, that was canceled, you know, and so kind of last minute, we, you know, were able to get on the phone with him and, you know, we called Max Lucado and grabbed a couple other people. And, you know, we have a facility in Nashville, you know, a really nice production facility. So we gathered everybody there and we shot this what we called it Good Friday Worldwide.
Very cool.
On the TVN channel. And that was our highest rated program of the year. And it was really such a great opportunity for us, you know, TVN with, you know, churches being closed and, you know, Easter being, quote, canceled because, you know, the social distancing measures. It was really, you know, God was using us for such a time as this to bring that light, that hope, that inspirational message, that gospel message to the world. So, again, you know, we're still in this, you know, time, and Max Lucado has a very special message to talk to people about, you know, this, you know, particular season that we're in, and Chris Tomlin's back, and so we're going to do Good Friday Worldwide again, we're very excited. You know, last year we had, so it's on TBN, it's live streamed to Facebook as well, it's on the TBN app, which is available on Roku and, you know, every other kind of app platform, but what's really special, you know, we had 86,000 concurrent viewers at our peak last year. We had over 4 million views on Facebook alone. So for us, it was really special because, especially with that social integration, you know, it's really easy to just tap that share button and, you know, invite your friends to experience, you know, this holy, high holy day for us.
What a blessing. Wow. This is awesome. Now, we'll talk about Sunday, and then I'm going to ask you about replays. And then on Sunday, Easter, 8 p.m. Eastern time, we have the Global Easter Celebration.
Yeah, this is very similar. It's kind of like the bookend, right? So we're Global Good Friday with Chris Tomlin, Max Lucado. That's kind of the start of, you know, the Easter weekend. And then Easter evening, we have Global Easter Celebration. So Max Lucado, Chris Tomlin return, along with some other special guest artists. And so there's a special Easter message that kind of carries the torch from the message that we started on Global Good Friday. So both those shows are on Thursday and Sunday, both, and they're on all evening long, 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock Eastern. And of course, you know, if you've missed any of the shows earlier in the week, or you've missed those shows or want to see them, I invite you and your audience to visit TBN.org or download the TBN app on either Roku, Amazon Fire, Google, Android, or whatever it might be, you know, Apple TV, and you can watch all of our content on demand. And even that Global Easter Celebration show that airs at 8 o'clock, but we're going to make it available all day long.
Wow, very
Sunday.
Cool.
So if you're not
so
able
it's,
to make it
so it's available,
morning,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's replay or on demand, it's going to be readily available for people, again, to see what's going on starting tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, the history of Easter, narrated by Matthew West in partnership with the Museum of Bible. This is so important. I'm so glad you're doing this, Nate, because, you know, we need to continue to remember and share why Easter is so significant. And what TBN is doing in partnership with all this talent and the Museum of the Bible is just spectacular. And thank you for doing this. And then Thursday evening, right after at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Eastern time, Because He Lives, an Easter celebration in partnership with the Gospel Music Association. And then Good Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, you got Good Friday Worldwide. It is back with Chris Tomlin and Max Lucado. Sounds like this is going to be another great presentation on Good Friday, as we know that it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's just right around the corner, and this will help remind us of that as well, because then comes Sunday, April the 4th, 8 p.m. Eastern time, the Global Easter Celebration hosted by Chris Tomlin and Max Lucado. Nate Daniels, thank you. I really appreciate you updating us on what's going on at TBN.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed to 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and it's time for the one and only Dr. Ted Bear. Always good to have Ted with us, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Ted, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely great. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful day. It's Easter coming up.
Yes.
It's the best holiday. You know, for many, many centuries, the church only celebrated Easter. And actually, it was Charles Dickens who got them to start celebrating Christmas as much, because the good news was the resurrection. And in fact, for the first 300 years of the church, all the paintings, mosaics, statues were the risen Jesus. It was only after Constantine saw the cross in the air that they started. But it doesn't end with the cross.
Yes.
It begins with the resurrection. That's the new life that we have. That's
exactly.
The good news. Well, anyway, too much theology for the morning.
Well, no. You can never get enough. You know, in fact, you triggered the thought that in conversation I had with John Fuller from Focus on the Family, he and Jim Daly, as you know, have a daily broadcast. And John's wife asked a poignant question that I thought was very powerful. It says, look, Easter is so meaningful. But yet, why is it that we spend so much time on Christmas by comparison when it's Easter is such the crowning event of our faith?
Well, I just gave it to you that the church celebrated for Easter for years, and it wasn't in, you know, I can give you the time and date of when each incrustation on the church's holiday season occurred, and of course, everything else that happened, but there are a lot of great books on it. So if you want more, tell people to send me a note. I'll send them some information.
Well, there it is. Ted at movieguide.org. That's what you can do. That's how you can get a hold of him. Let's talk about, speaking of Easter, here we got Netflix putting Jesus and gun owners in the crosshairs. Well, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, that's, you know, a good friend of mine wrote that article, and it's Netflix does a lot of negative things. What interests me about that is they also did, which is coming out on April 2nd, The Girl Who Believed in Miracles. They've got a whole division of Netflix now, which is doing strong Christian material. You know, they're crazy. So they just want everything. Actually, one of the heads of Netflix is a good friend of ours, and he's a very good Christian, and he used to do door-to-door evangelism. So,
wow.
Like everything else, I'll give you another example, because a friend of mine who has been with The Simpsons from the beginning was there on Sunday night. One of the writers for The Simpsons is a Christian, so you'll hear stories about Ned. One of the writers is an atheist, so you'll hear anti-Christian stories. But that's Hollywood, and then a couple of them don't have any point of view, so you don't get any of that in it. But really, this is Netflix does these programs which go over the line. Mm-hmm. Quite often, they're programs that they just acquired, or they have a deal with the producer, and then the producer puts it on. And Netflix, see, I remember, and I love, because my father was a star in the 30s and the 20s and 30s and 40s, and then he started on Broadway. And I remember the golden age when studio heads were tough. One of my favorite studio heads was Barry Reardon. And when Mel Gibson came in with a miserable version of Lethal Weapon 2, he said, I'm not going to release it. And Mel said, but you spent $50 million advertising it. It's Memorial Day release.
Right.
He says, I don't care. My reputation is worth more than that. In the old days, the studios took a stand. Netflix is just like throwing... I'm not going to say what it is,
yes.
Against the wall.
Right.
And the thing that you have to do is people have to protest. They have to say, stop this if you want us to continue Netflix, because they depend upon your account to stay alive.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, why doesn't we, the people, have as much power as the communist Chinese, for example?
Yeah, well, we do, but we just don't exercise it because we're sheep.
We're sheeple.
That's what Jesus loves about us. We're not goats.
Exactly. Well, and he definitely proved that on Easter, didn't he?
Yep.
Just to make a side turn here. But Netflix has got war on gun owners, and, of course, that seems to be the low-hanging fruit for Netflix and these progressives these days.
Well, Netflix... Netflix is a worldwide institution, so that's one of the things. Now they're going to be doing more European films, so you're going to see more offensive material than you could possibly imagine unless people start giving up their account.
I want to talk about The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. A great, great movie. I had a chance to see this. I thought it was really well done. Kevin Sorbo came on and talked about it. What was your impression of this movie?
Well, we love this movie, and we've given it, of course, 4 stars, and it's got a lot of strong Christian content, and it's got a very good, theodicy, which is the theology of problems, of pain, of evil, and it deals with her faith and people getting healed from a little bird at the beginning to our friends and loved ones, and then her own trials and tribulations, and it's one of the big questions you have to ask. I mean, God gives us all blessings and miracles, and then, you know, my wife has been on chemotherapy for 25 years, so then you have every day that she survives a major operation is a miracle. She was just had her, last year, the bladder and everything removed, and they said that's the worst operation you can have, and then she had a throat operation about 3 weeks ago, and they told her she might not talk afterwards, but she's Argentine.
Yeah.
So, Bill, can you imagine her not talking? And
no.
A week later, because she was talking, her throat hurt.
Imagine that.
You got to rest your throat. Stop
exactly.
It.
Exactly. But like you say, Ted, I think we're all challenged, all people of faith. We read, Jesus says, hey, look, you see all these great miracles I do? You're going to do even greater ones because I'm going to be at the right hand of the Father. And I have been challenged by that. And it's not so much that I want to be one to do miracles. It's just I believe in what Jesus said. And of course, in this particular movie, she responds to the pastor saying, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, right?
Well, you and I mean, I'm sure you've seen a lot of miracles in your life.
Yes.
I've seen incredible miracles of life, and I'm writing a whole book about them, and I've published many of them on Movie Guide. So, and my testimony in Movie Guide just got, within the first day, it got 1.4 million, and it's gone up, and most of them under 30, 90%, and 60% under 25. So we've seen miracles, but you know, there's something else. There are trials and tribulations.
Yes.
And Jesus says we will have trials. And quite quite often evangelicals, and especially on fire evangelicals, don't have a theology of trials and tribulations. We don't have a theology of suffering. Now, I thought the other day, because of all the things that Lily's gone through, why does that happen? Because it keeps us going. It keeps us thinking. We no longer become lazy. You know, one of the worst things in the Bible is when we become rich and lazy and we lose sight that Jesus is the source of everything. So he keeps pointing us toward him. He keeps saying, you think you're through? You don't need me anymore? Well, just wait till tomorrow. you know, you're going to have another problem.
Yeah, exactly. For in him, it's we move, breathe, have our very being. And we're grateful. We're grateful for that. We didn't get a chance to talk last week. Evie did a great job, by the way, pitch hitting for you. You know, you are so blessed. I mean, she's such a sweet, sweet young lady. I'm going to let you wrap things up. Tell us about the Reels channel.
Well, on Reels channel, which is a big channel, it's one of the biggest channels out there, but it's not an explicitly Christian channel. It's not, you know, rom-coms and things like that. It's not Hallmark. But the Reels channel, we put our gala on there, and we do movie guide movies that inspire. And it's beautiful. Movies that will inspire your personal life. And I don't know anybody who doesn't need inspiration in their personal life. Inspire your family life to watch together with your family to have a better family life, and inspire your citizen, your life as a citizen, and then ultimately your eternal life, the great Epiphany Prize-winning movies. And then, of course, we've got a special ending, the Grace Prize for the actor or actress that has the movie that has the most positive representation of Christian values in a movie. So it's really uplifting, and every year it does very well, and every year it picks people up, and it's at 4 p.m. Eastern on the East Coast, and then you just take down each area of the country. It goes 4 p.m., 3 p.m., 2 p.m., 1 p.m., and we'd love to have you see it and get back to us if you have any thoughts about it.
Without a doubt, that's Easter Sunday, April the 4th, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and all the other associated time zone start times are right there on the Reels channel. That's R-E-E-L-Z. Dr. Ted, as always, we appreciate the time. Where can they go for more information?
Go to movieguide.org. Do you have 1 second? I'll answer your previous question. Do you have a second?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so once upon a time I was showing the Passion of Christ to a bunch of wonderful pastors, and one of the pastors asked your question, why do we need another Jesus film? We've got Jesus of Nazareth. He didn't know that there was 150 Jesus films by the year 2000. And I said, that's really a great question. Why do we need you? We got Billy Graham. Now, the truth of the matter is, although that was a funny answer, and all the other pastors laughed because I didn't direct it toward them, the truth, everybody reaches a different audience. If you look at all those different Jesus films, let's say you look at Max von Sydow playing Jesus, he's very stern and commanding. If you look at the original, you know, Cecil B. DeMille, King of Kings, he's very aloof but miraculous. Each one of them reaches a different group. You know, it's like when Paul and John Mark split up, everybody says, oh, this is terrible. They had a fight. Well, then you had two mission groups.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
This is a miracle. Some people are going to watch Resurrection and get it. And some people are going to watch Sony's wonderful movie Risen and get it. And some people are going to watch Jesus of Nazareth and get it. So it just different people have different personalities. And I believe that God would like us to do more Jesus.
Amen.
So we reach more people.
Exactly. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide. Thank you, Ted. Take care. Happy Easter to you.
God bless you. Have a beautiful Easter. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. World, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid?